And that Chesem Adalot, let us just quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara until I'm faced with. Oidam Rameya Malakit Odom Atmos Ove Vime Bnei Shesimcha Hilayim. So therefore this is permissible in Chalamoy. Rab Yaisi Oimer Evel Huloy, and it is also in Chalamoy. Lo Yoyrer Odom Al Meisoy Vela Yasvidenu Koidam Leregel Shloishim Yoyim. Iru is, it seems that Rashi said in both cases he's soicher a sapton. Iru is, he's not saying a hesped over the maize, he's just going around and saying kol kroivo, he's going to the kroivim and say b'chu ime kol mori nefesh. So this is not permitted to be done to shloishim yoim. And leyespidenu, also Rashi says it's speaking about he's not permitted to hire a sapton to be masped the maize. In the Shloshim Yom period, and Rashi says over here is speaking about that he died to Shloshim. Afalpi came, one is not permitted to rent to be seicher asafta. The Raminu, so the Gemara is takashim alaket at some is atmeis ovi veimay reizem is abel aleim kol hayoyim ula erev, and then after the kvurim the kol hayoyim is a din ovel ula erev emis abel aleim. Omar Rav Chisda Afilu Tzurin Loi Besadinoi, that even though he wasn't Malakit, and he's Eineroya Oysom, so it's still a Dinaveil, Sarezem is Abel Kozman Shalei Nikberu. So the Kasha is Andra Meir, Ameir says it's a Simcha, here we see there are Dinei Aveilis. Omar Abaye Eimer Mibnei Shesimcha Saregel Olov. The pashtus of Loshen Rashi would seem not like this Vasemes. No, Shesimcha Saregel Olov, that Lemaise Dini Avelis are not Chal on him, because it's Chalamoid. And he's not in a Matzav of Tzar, because he's Oisik B'Simcha Saregel. So he's not in a Matzav of Tzar. Tzar Bechlal is not a Chiyuv, as we mentioned Rashi in Sukkah. Tzar is a Matzav. So if it's Beregel, so he's not in the, so the Simchas HaRegel seems drowns out the any tzar that could be, so Mamela there's no issa whatsoever. Let us see Taisvis, V'Reminu HaMalake, Mesechis Mochitz, Samaraisim Mesechis Mochitz. Baba Motzi Lishnuye, Ha'amoni Rav Yaisi, the Gemara could have said that the Baraisi is going according to Rav Yaisi. Rav Yaisi said, Evel Hulais, it could be the whole din, Harezem is Abel Aleim is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Hidama v'mishneh Evel Huloi, this is Rabbi Yossi, but the Gemara said no, afilu according to Rabbi Meir, that the din of the din is Miss Abel is during the year. Abel Chalamoy, it is Mutter. Olerem Einu Miss Abel, Roma Rav Chizde. So Taisa says, Beloy de Rav Chisda Ikshehetev. The Kashe and Rameya has nothing to do with Rav Chisda. The Kashe is a good Kashe without Rav Chisda. It says, Malakat that's Atzmais Ovi Vime Reizem is Abel Aleya. And here Rameya is Mater Malakat Atzmais Ovi Vime. Elokach Regilus Hashatz. Agav Groch Elohovi Peirish HaBereise. Since the Shas brought the Bereise ready, so the Shas brought the Peirish HaBereise. Tafilu Tzrurim Loi Bisadinoi Einoi Misabel Lo'orev. So Toismis wants to learn Pshat now. We have here a Bereise. A Malakit Atmosov Vimei Reizem Misabel Aleim Kolayoy. L'erev ein misabel aleim. So we have a din that by yoim there's a chiv aveilus, be'erev there's no chiv aveilus. Ba'omar Rav Chisda afilo tzum lei besadinoi. So Tosfos learned pshat that Rav Chisda is going on the sefer. That the din is that the likat atzomis is mechayev aveilus, but that's only that day. But at night, it's ein misabel aleim, afilo there wasn't a kvur yet. That only the Likud that Thomas is Machayev Avelis, but it's Machayev and Avelis of Yoyim Echot, and that Avelis ends, Oysa Yoyim. It doesn't end with the Kvure. That's just a din avela soy soy. That from a mailer, so this sicha is no shaykes at all with the kasha and Rameya. We're asking from the reisha. If this is going on the sefer, the yesh meforshim the reisha koi. Others say it's going on the reisha. Afilu tzurim loy besadine kama yomim tzorich lisabel kol zman shiroya oisom. The one nikba reistis. So it's going that it's going on the reisha. Malakia datum sovim erezim isabel aleim kol ayoim, and the din avelus is afilu it's tzurim loy besadine kama yomim is also tzorich lisabel. The zman is nimshach. Upirish kamo nichetvei. The first pshat is better. So that's what Tosfos means, because l'chayre Rav Chisda is going on the sefer. That's the l'arbei misabalei v'omer Rav Chisda. Avolay shayich oche kol kach l'peirish rishin. But l'chayre it has no shayches at all with the kash and rameya. Do mi seife eini mis abel la'erev le'motzi la'hakshis ala mishne ki mireishe. So l'chayre the kash and rameya has no shaykhis at all with the seife. The kash and rameya is from the reishe. So why do we bring betzim, why do we call we bring the seife, and why do we bring the Rav Chisda's Aisof on the Sefer. The Tzorch Loimer, the Maisi Sefer, Agav Grore, Vodar Avchizda, Agav Grore, Le Grore, Enoch Hanami. The Breiche was brought because of the Reishe. And since it's one Breiche, we brought the Sefer, and since we brought the Sefer, we brought Avchizda's Pirish on the Sefer. V'lo Ya'arer al Meisoi, Mai lo Ya'arer al Meisoi, Amarav kat odel savdone b'marove omri yivkun imei kol merire libo. Yivkun imei afilohochi osu lemeime b'moyit haino lo ye oire al meise. Loshen of Rashi is very unclear. Hochi osu lemeime b'moyit. Rashi in the Mishnah said that that this is not only an Issa B'moyed, this is an Issa Shloishim Yoim Koidim L'moyed. Unless Rashi means that the Tshuvas HaRashba Rashbin Chuvik of Mem says such a loshen lamid yoim lifnei hamoyed is manoi shel moyed. That's called this man of the moyed already. Maybe that's why Rashi calls this also. The moyed means already lamid yoim kaidem hamoyed. The same, and not even, not only one is not permitted to be mastered the mace, although this is eirer is also awesome. Maishno koydem regel shloishim yoim. Maishno shloishim yoim. What is the inyan of shloishim yoim koydem regel? There's no dinei simcha then. Omarav kahan, omarav Yehuda, omarav. Maise bodem echad shekineis mois lalis l'regel. A person once went and accumulated money to be able to be oil regel. It was an expense. And Asavdon came, and the wife took in he had a price for his Savdonas, and his wife went and took the money and gave it to him. And because of that, he wasn't Eile Regel, because he didn't have the means to be Eile Regel. So So Chazal made an Isser that in these 30 days, one should not, we'll see, one should not hire a Savda, because since this is an expense, so this expense might come and be mevatel the money he had put away for the Tzolchei HaChak, to be a regular Chak. What does Rashi say? Ma'isek loy ma'shoy loy mois mizumonim le'tzoyrech la'alois v'regel nos nishte la'savdonim v'nimna mila'alois v'regel v'shmur lomar l'pi she'ein ha'meis mishtakeach min ha'leif shloishim yoy. So what does Rashi say? L'pi she'ein ha'meis mishtakeach min ha'leif shloishim yoy loy ma even the mace ain mishtakech min alev shloishim yoyim. Im maspidoi poches mishloishim yoyim lefnei haregul osu lemispeid beregul dadayim leishokhoi. Dachs mirashi means the Mukiyesu says a loshon lefi, one is maspid the mace, the one is meiran the mace, lefi shem mischadesh olov Tzar Misosai. The speaking in this is Eireris is Mechadish Olov, the Tzar of the Mise. Kiyoim Shemaisboi. So this is equivalent Kiyoim Shemaisboi. Vishuv Eine Mishtakeach Mimenu Adlamidyoim. Vinimtso Mitztayer Bemoyer. So come out if you'll be Maspitamo, Bemi Eirer, Teich Lamid. So this Hespid is Ma'oirer the Tzar Mis again, so it's Kiyoim Shemais boy. Shuveini Mishtakach Mimen Nimsa Mitztar B'moy, that what Rashi says, Osi Lamispeit B'regel, that's the Rashi means that'll make a new Hesped. I mean, he'll be in the massive of evil in the regel. That dying Lo Shokru, which just the Hisoirer is like Kiyoim Shemais boy. So the Gemara says, "May binayu, iki binayu, the COVID bechinam. COVID bechinam, man di yom amishem mois shezimin leregu, given the sardam COVID bechinam shapir domi. If the reason is because he might spend that money, so if he's doing it bechinam, it's mutter. Madam shein ames mishtakech min aleiv shloishim yoyim bechinam nami osa." Now, we have here a problem. Rashi accepts shot that the din of Loyas Pidenu is speaking about she meis loy meis b'seich shloishim yoyim lefnei haregel. Lo yisker savdam laspido. So there was a meis that was, Rashi said the difference between lo yar speaking about yom la'urer, the what happened a long time ago, it happened Chodesh HaChadoshim, yeah, you want to be Ma'ira, the Ma'ura that happened then. So then we can understand, so the Hisoira is like, it's like Chayz of Anir, it's like Shemachadish Olav Tzar Mesos, so like the Mukiyesu says, Kiyoim Shemes Boi. So it's not like he died again, so now we have now a new 30-day period till it'll be Nishtakach Milibo. But the case of Lo Yaspidenu, Rashi says it's speaking about that he was Meis Teich Shloishim Yoyim. So if it's Meis Teich Shloishim Yoyim, so if Ein Meis Mishtakech Min Alev Shloishim Yoyim, so I mean, so forget about the Hesped. I mean, it was Meis Teich Shloishim Yoyim. L'chayr the Hesped is Leimal Leimoyrit. So what's Pshat? Other Rishonim say klar that Shmuel is not speaking about that Meis Teich Shloishim Yoyim. Shmuel is speaking about that he died before the Shloishim Yoyim. So the Sfas Emes wants to say two Mahalachim. One Mahalach, the Sfas Emes wants to say as follows, that the Emeson, that Rashi learned that Shmuel is Moide Terav. I mean, the Gzeire of he might be nimna v'loyale l'regel that gzeire. I mean the savdom v'beschar Shmuel's also made it. That's also So, Memeson, that's Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah was very much medayik. As she said, Lo yisker savdom, lachzor ha-koivov. And Nachamol Rashi says, Lo yisker savdom, lahaspidoi. So, Rashi says the Mishnah according to Rav, and Shmuz also made it to Rav. So, this din, that Toich Shloishim is also, is not al Shmuel's din, that's al Rav's din. That it's also to be Soicher HaSavdim Toich Shloishim Yoyim. And Shmuel, if he emes, is speaking about that, the Chiddush of Shmuel is speaking about, if he died, that what Shmuel is machmer over Rav is a meis yoshon b'chinam. That's what we're speaking about. If he died more than 30 days ago, now to make a hesped in the 30 days b'chinam, according to Shmuel, this is also. But Rashi in the Mishnah is going according to Rav. According to Rav, if you tell Shloishim, there's an Israel of he might splurge and he won't have money for to be lalus to regal. And the book is a very interesting machlokes between the Ritzkeis and the Ramban. Ritzkeis says lalochem bismanas since we're not oil regal, so we have to pass bismanas that we pass them like Shmuel. And the Ramban says it's lav dafka oil regal means tochei achag lav dafka that. The Maisa was God, he didn't have money to be a regal, but in this man, a person is massive money for the Tzolchei Achag, and he won't have money for the Tzolchei Achag. Let us see Taisvis, the Ka'ovid Bechinam, the Nire Laloche Kerav Beisuri, and Mele, so be Mutter. Bechinam, his master will be Mutter. Afilu Lishmuel, that Shmuel also to be maspid afilu b'chino, ishloime d'lo yasiri elo yidei sabdod, abul hu atzmoi shorit, but he himself to be maspid, that is permissible. Yoysel misapek mitzaroi a yidei tzaoke v'yismach l'achazman. But this says, amir de kechidish, that a person has in him the tzar, so and he opens up and he lets out the tzar, and the mele, so he'll be able to be besimcha later. That means if he himself wants to be maspid, so it's kedai. This hespid will not, even though b'shatoi he's very maspid tzar. But that what he vents out his feelings, so that will not make a kilkul fakel. That could ensure that he'll be more besimche when the chag comes. When he hires someone else to be maspid, so then that al kaponim that could. That will make that there'll be a tzar in him, and that tzar will last for 30 days. But he himself to be maspid is mutter. I feel according to Shmuel. Gavulcha, I once saw a maise that the altar Slabotke once lost a son Nebuch, a merdek mitzuyin, in Chalamay Tzukis. It was God Ayida Zokin then, and he had a lochidik shaila. He's allowed to cry in Chalamay. The shaila was, says it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that in Shabbos, if one wants to cry, is permitted to cry because it's an einik v'loy. That means by crying and not bottling up his feelings, that's an einik. So he had a suffix. He says, in Shabbos, there's a mitzvah oinig, there's a mitzvah of simcha, and then there's a heter to, and there's a heter to cry. That's his oinig, that's an oinig. Hashem came by Chalamoid, here there's a mitzvah of simcha, so even though it's an oinig for him, but the etzim crying is a spirit of simcha. So he wasn't able to be mevarer. He wasn't able to be mevarer. If he's allowed to cry, if he's not allowed to cry, he was machmer. Like he didn't, somebody of the Kemai says they didn't cry, and they say over the Baldeke Gadlis that the whole Chalamoid and then Shmini Atzeres and some Chesteire made sure the yeshiva should be Lebedek and Besimche. And after Mairev made so some Chesteire, then he started crying when they weren't able to stop him. That was Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ein Chöyfrin, Kuchin, Ukvoris, Bemoyim. One is not permitted to dig kuchim. Kuchim are, they used to have in caves, they used to dig into the walls of the cave. That's where they used to put mason. So kvores, and we'll see in the Gemara what kvores is. B'moy, one is not permitted to do this. Avo mechamchen es ha kuchim b'moy. What does Rashi say? In Chayfren Kuchin Ukvoris, the Tzorech Mason, four Mason, Shedalton Lachber Kuchin Ukvoris, Lezamnon Le Tzorech Mason Sheyamusa. The Rashi learns Pshat Mamishneh. It seems that there's no Mason on the agenda. But they used to, the Derech was, they used to be choyfer kuchim mekvores for the meisim sheyomusu that will die. When will they die? Could be they'll die after halamayt. Could be they'll be meisim or die in halamayt. Who knows? But lemaisa, there's going to be meisim eventually. What is the iser? The tirche yisayel. The machlekes balamoyer and the Rambam. The Rif says claw like Rashi. I mean, they're speaking about these choifa for la acher hamoyit, the chvira for la acher hamoyit in the Balamoyres. So why do you need a Mishnah to tell us that he's doing a malacha in chalamoyit for la acher hamoyit? So the Ramban says that this falls into the category of Tzolchei Rabim. We hear dinim of Tzolchei Rabim choifet in asaboyreis. That means that there are certain things that Tzolchei Rabim that are one is permitted to do, and that's called Tzolchei Rabim, even though it's kvoris of a certain mishpoche, but that's called already Tzolchei Rabim, which theoretically would be committed, but then it's mugbol, if it's a tirchi yiseire, if it's not a tirchi yiseire. So the chviris kuchen the kvoris are a tirchi yiseire. So therefore one is not permitted to do it l'tzeirech hamoyim. I mean, one is not permitted to do it l'tzeirech choyl, for later, for after the moyim. Avon machamchen as a kuchen b'moyed, and we'll see machamchen means that one is mesaken the kuchen. That means to make it larger or smaller. Ramban is medama this to the the first Mishnah. We hear the mesaken as kulkula yamayim shebeshus harabim v'choytet in oisam. But the one does not make new boyers. The Taisus on that base. Bechaytid noisa. Shim nismali yaber muta lachtoi lahamikoi. Shafatihuat abonachoyfra betchile. Shakaka kos shaloyim. Shim dikatir hi yaseira. So we see to start off a malacha to dig a boyer letzayre chabim. That is also to be misakin a boyer. That is permissible in Chalamoid. This is all for after the Moid. Lav Davke for the Tzolchei Hamoid. So Memela, so that's what the Ramban says. So that's the din of Choyfrin and Mechanchen. Choyfrin to start off Choyfrin, that's also, that's the Tzolchei Hamoloch is also for the Tzolchei Hamoid. That's what the Tzolchei Hamoid. But to be misakin the kuchen b'moyim, it was permissible. Ve'oisin nivreches b'moyit, and one is permitted to make a nivreches b'moyit. What is nivreches? Rashi says, breicho shel kaisim, which is like a pan, which they used to wash the clothing in it. Ve'les be'tirche kulehai. This chafire is not such a big tirche, so therefore this is permissible. Ve'orain im hameis b'chot. Now, this din is speaking about, we have a mace, someone died already, and one wants to make the oren. So the oren im ha-mace b'chotzer, he's permitted to make the oren in a chotzer, if the mace is there also. That means the oren is there, he's making a box. Now a box could be, one could make boxes for other purposes also. So therefore, in order that people should know the purpose why he's making this oren, so we need, if there's the mace and the chotzer, so then everyone knows why he's making this oren, so then it's permissible. What does Rashi say? Shehamei shom, mutal lasayis oren. The mace is there in the chotzer, you'll have to make an oren. And one is permitted to even, one has a log, one is permitted to make boards out of this log. So you can make boards and make a complete oven. But it's not permitted to make this oven in a different chotzer, but the mace is not there. People shouldn't say this is a different malacha, this is not a malacha, let's say the chamek. Rabbi Yehuda asks to make an oren unless there are boards already. Rabbi Yehuda oisa lohavi eitzim v'lasoisam nisorim, let's say the oren. Unless the boards were already made before Yonte, so all he's doing is putting together the boards, that is permissible. But to make boards in Yonte, in Chalamay, that is also. Let us just see the Gemara a little, then we'll see Taisvis. My kuchin or my kvorot. Omar Rav Yehuda kuchen bekfire ukvoris bebinyin. Kvoris are bebinyin. Tam yinami hochi eilen kuchen beilen kvoris kuchen bekfire ukvoris bebinyin. Now, what is pshat kvoris bebinyin? What does this mean? The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says, Kvoris u'sheboinin kever al gabe kalke. So it seems the mace is put on the kalke, but there's a kever. The kever is not, it's not dug in the kalke, it's not a chafira in the kalke. No, the mace is put on the kalke, and you're boining kever al gabe kalke. So it means That's it's a binyan. It's a binyan of a kever. I saw the Chiddush Yaram. The Chiddush Yaram says as follows: the af al gav the askechin chafire bekvoris. He brings a Gemara in Shabbos that says chafchu loy kever. So here the Gemara says, no, kuchen b'chfire kvoris bebinyim. Ike le meima v'hach ein chayfren kuchen v'ein boinin kvoris b'chafire. Everything is with chafire. The binyin of the kvoris is also b'chafire. Sheyachver. Ki b'chfires ha-kvoris ein boi teireach umnes kemoi sheyesh b'chfires akuchin shehen b'chalal ha-sela. So that's the Chiddush Yaram saying as follows, that the sweet things, this chafiras kuchen, to dig a kuch. Now, a kuch is to dig into the walls of a cave, and many times the walls of the cave were stone, halal hasela. So there, the chafir alone is a teira umnes, he says. That's not a chalamoidik, that Rashi said it's a kirche yisera. So to dig into a stone wall, that's a teira. To build a kever, so he says, vein boining kvoreis b'chafira sheyachpe. So it would seem this binyan is also made out of offal. It's a binyan shel offal al-gabi karka, the way the Rambam says. That means that the mace is put al-gabi karka. I mean, the inyan of kvure is b'karka, offal toshu. But and they're making a binyan, it would seem they're making a binyan of kalke around the mace. He's al gabi kalke, and they're making a binyan of kalke around the mace. So this is also a teirech. But the lashon of chfir is good because some of you get the dirt that you're boina with to a chfirim. But the ran is messiahim. Of a chfiras ha-kvoris ain't by Torah. But to be chayfas tamazei kevah, that means the kvorim which we're accustomed with, so that is no Torah whatsoever. So that would be permissible. So that's why, that's what the Mishnah asks, al tichi yisere, is speaking about either as a chfira in stone, that is a tichi, or kvoris, that means the chfira is the tzairich binyan, you're chayfa, and then you're boina kever, so with the mace is al gabi kak. I think that is pshat in kvoris v'binyan. Avol mechanchin es hakuchin. The one is permitted to be mechanach the kuchin. Keitzad mechanchin. What is Kemchanchemin? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shimhoye Oroch Mekatzo. If it was a long kevel, so he can make it shorter. As Nisitone, Marech Boy, Yomachi Boy, you can make it longer, you can make it wider. That is called Chinuch HaKevel. Now let us see Taisu. Ein Chayfren Kuchen Uktvoris B'moy. Perish Bekuntres. Letzoyrech meisim hu oise, he's making it for meisim. Afilu kshein tzorech ato, afilu he doesn't need it now, there's no immediate need for these kuchen and kvorem. But he's making it for meisim. To this nam, ba moiche perish, ha moiche mokim lachaveiroi, lasis loikeve, oise rechobo shel maorot. Now, I didn't see this Mishnah in Baba Basra, and the way Taisus brings it down, it's very unclear what Taisus is saying. But the Mishnah does say in Baba Basra as follows. The Mishnah says, "Hamoicha mokim lachaveiro lasis lekeva, oisa teicha shel maore dalet ames alvavam." First it says that he has to make sure that the inside of the ma'ore is 4 amis by 6 amis, and that's when the Rashbam says the goiva is also 4 amis. Upaiseyach, and then the Mishnah continues, upaiseyach l'seicho ches kuchen. So the Rashbam says, pshat, that they dig out 8 kuchen if a person buys. Mokim lachaveire lasis lekevas, he has to give him a farsike mokim. So the mokim is you have a ma'ora which is 4 by 6 and you have 8 kuchen inside. So lechaire, that is pshat and taisa. So we see from the Mishnah that bizman chazal, they used to dig the kvorim before the person bought already a mokim with 8 dug out kuchen. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So that what they used to do like this. I saw in Shoram Amtsion and Baloch, he brings down from the Birchei Yosef, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if there's a person that is a goyis, one is not permitted to dig a kever before he dies. And here it seems they used to dig the kvarim before. He wants to say it could be if you're digging for a miyuchadik person, it could be that's a reyes, that is also. But tamazay to have kvarim ready for meisim sheyemusu could be that is different. So Tais brings a ray from the Mishneh, Baba Basra, that he used to do it. That it was Hogel that they used to have Mekaymes with dug out Kvorum already. It says, but in Chalamoy, you're not allowed to do it. Avo lo tzeirech ha-meis. Sh-meis kvar. What if someone died in Chalamoy? Muta. But then you're allowed to do it. That's the tzeirech ha-yoyim. Afilu b'yontev sheni. Afilu yontiv sheni is mutal lemegas like lime, when it's permitted to cut materials, to make tachrichim for him. Lemegas le aso, to the omer perikama de beya. It says yontiv sheni kechel shavu rabbonon, and one is permitted to do this. It's koshke in chelamay. This is yontiv, this is chelamay. So if the one is permitted, yontiv sheni kechel shavu rabbonon, that one is permitted to do these malachis, although they're not amazing le'asa, I mean, they're not, it's a covenant of the mace, that's the karadasim, so there's no reyacha, it's not a dire necessity, after he came, they were master and yomtis. So koshke and kolomoy. The chaisvis, l'chayre, one could be chaylik on the tzvavel pish yesh l'chalik. One can differentiate. The chayla moi the eraisa. Chayla moi is an issa the eraisa. The yontav sheni the rabbona. And we'll say, the yontav sheni is the rabbona. But every yontav sheni is a chayla moi also. So Taisa says, no. Kama yontav sheni da teres, the second day of Shavuos, yontav sheni the shvi yishal Pesach, ushmini a teres. So l'chayla one could say, that is not raya whatsoever. Yom Tov Sheni, which is at the Rabbonon, Kechel Shavu Rabbonon, you're allowed to do Melochis. But Cholamoid, which is at the Reisen, it could be they weren't matter. Agavuche, we see from this place that Taisus holds that Cholamoid is at the Reisen. We mentioned when we learned that base, Taisus in Chagige, says that Cholamoid is that Rabbonam. I found the Mnei Reim is Meir of this. But the Chayat is Tira from Tais, we see Tais is seems to hold the Cholamoid is the Reis. But Tais says, Einir, the Bechol Yom Sheini Koma Bebeye. That means the Gemara does not differentiate. The Gemara says that Yom Tov Sheni Kechel Shavu Rabbonon, they didn't say which Yom Tov Sheni, but it says all Yom Tov Sheni. L'chayre it is Shtikol Ha'ore. We have mentioned we learned that base on the base, we mentioned the Keren Oirem when it's in the Tarashi. Rashi says, "Bishleim amoyed, bishum hachi shori, le'asar bishum melacha, ela bishum tilche." He mentioned then the Keren Oirem. The Keren Oirem says that the issa, afilo we hold, Rashi teaches God as melachas chalamoyed as a deraisa. It's not an issa melacha. It's an issa tilche. That one is the tilche is also. That's the criteria of Isser is Tirchet. So then L'chayre, it's a little mochne. Taisus has a Gemara in Beye. The Gemara says in Beye that Kechel Shavu Rabbonon, committed lemegas leglime, lemegas leyacha, you're allowed to cut material, you're allowed to cut hadasim. So, and then Taisa says, and it's mashma that afilu, mashma afilu, talking about halamoid also, not talking about afke, yom tov sheni shel shvuos, it's talking about yom tov sheni shel pesach. So, l'chayra afilu naniach, that it's speaking about yom tov sheni shel pesach, but, so good, so the melach is mutter, so you'll have to cut hadasim. Cutting hadasim, is that falls into the category of malachim. That means als yomtiv, that's toilish, that's kaiser, and that's us. So the kelt, so yomtiv sheini, the lamata the malachim, kechel shavu rabon legabi meis. But that still doesn't prove that we're speaking about chafiras kuchen. We're speaking about chafiras kuchen. Chafiras kuchen, the iser is, the chalamaydik is an iser of tirche. So what's the raya Afilu will say that it's speaking about chalamoid. The yontiv sheni is speaking about, it's speaking about a yontiv sheni that's chalamoid. And the matter, to cut hadasim, but it's still not muchach that chafira will be also. The chafira is muta. Not muchach, the chafira is muta. And by Emerson I saw this Rashi on, let us just look for one second, Rashi on the Rif. There's a Shvera Rashi. But let us just see the Rashi. We'll just say, the Rosh asks on Rashi. But let's just see the Rashi on the Kimel Amid Aleph, the Daf of your Rif. The 5 lines from the bottom. So Rashi says, in Chayfren Kuchen B'moyit, the Tzorech Meisim, Shedalkom Lachper Kuchen U'Kvoreis, Lezamnom L'Tzorech Meisim Sheyemusu, the Tichy Yisera. So Rashi, this is like our Rashi in the Mishnah. Then all of a sudden Rashi is Tzakashev, Haidam Rinem Ba'alme, Vafilo B'yontiv Sheinu, Yisaske Bo Yisrael. So here it's a pella. What's the kasha? Yontiv Sheni is asked by yourself. Rashi says that our Mishnah is speaking about Mesim Sheyamusu. So what's the kasha? Yontiv Sheni is asked by yourself and speaking about Mesim Shemesu. So the Rosh asks this kasha and Rashi, and they bring down the Yamshu Shloime and the Rav Shloime HaKoyin wants to say that there was a Inami. The Rashi says, no. Maybe it's talking about a full of Mesim Shekvar Mesim. We're missing a few words. That Rashi wants to say that it's also to be Chayfa Kuchem a full of Mesim Shekvar Mesim. Now Rashi is a Meir de Kekashe. Ba'ay dom rinan ba'alme ba'fulu b'yontiv sheini yis'asko bo yisloel. We see Mesim Shemesim. Hani mili kegoyin tiltul oi shardovo shein boi toira. Kegoyin lechapsoi v'ligzei saroi, that is muta, avol chafir eloi. So here Rashi Taki says this, although what I hear on Taisis, Rashi Taki says it with the Emet, that the Edigma is only speaking about malachis, the exesis, geizei saroi, kibbos, that's not tilche. So memele, als the Isra Rav Yontev, als the Isra Rav Yontev, kechel shev yu rabonon. But Chalamoid is an Isser of Tirche, so it could be Tirche's Taka also. Here, Taisvus Epis is Medame, Taisvus is Medame the Isser, Tirche to the Isser Malacha. But oi, and then Taisvus says, Kolin ye Malacha, Chomet ve Yom Tiv Sheini, Mechil Amoid. Then Taisvus says, what am I making a Cheshboinis? Let's get down to brass tacks. In Yontiv Sheni, whatever it is, at Rabbonon, Chalamoid is at the Raisa, but Yontiv Sheni is also in more things than Chalamoid. And if they were Mata Yontiv Sheni, so this should be Mata Chalamoid. So Kaponim, that's how Taisu says. So Chalamoid Shepirish Bekuntris Ta'iri Bechoyfer, Michai, just like Rashi says over here, speaking about Chayfa Mechaim means that there's no Mesim yet. There's a Chayfa, the Tzolchei Chaim.
כך פרש הבן מתנן. אבל אחר מי זה, but if someone died already, show.
Now, the lotion further is a little not meduyik, so just say over how the Sfasem is, says Pshat and Taisus. Vahoda taninan, he's moichet. And instead of vahoda taninan, he puts in אבל יש מייחס אבל אחר מיס שורי כולכם וקבורס אפילו בלוימס אבל אחר מיס so then you're allowed to dig כולכם וקבורס אפילו בלוימס you don't need the mace to be there that means אבל גב דאורן דווקא עם המייס by the orin we need that the mace should be there Shemok shechayver hu roger lachper bebeis hakvoris. This is the Rishash's gilson. That when he's chayver, so he's chayver on the beis hakvoris, la vakeire, the tzoris lemeis. Nirali. Period. So that's chat in Taisus. So Taisus says as follows. Taisus says, our whole sugi is speaking about the zachfire le tzoirich achayim. Not for now, for later. And that I asked, and that I asked, I says, Kuchin and Tvoris, because it's a Tirchi Yisrael. But, Avola Achamise, but if someone died already, Shori, Kuchin and Tvoris, Afilu Beloif. Then it's Mutter, Afilu, the mace is not there. You're allowed to be Choyfer, Kuchin, Afilu, the mace is not there. So that Isis asks Akashis, what is the difference by an Orin, where only matter of the mace is there? So Taisvi says, because Shemuk Shechayfu Roger Lachba Bebeis HaKvoros. Where's one Chayfu? A person is making an Oren, so he can make boxes for other things also. A box is not Afke for to be Mekaber HaMeis. So Memele there, there's a people might think he's making a Takava Tzorech Acher, so they need the Meis there, in order to be Mater HaSiyas Oren. Masha Einkein, he chayfer kuchen the kvoris, and it was a base of kvoris, so maybe everyone knows why he's digging, so maybe, so then there's no iser of tirche, there's no chash that people of marasayim, because people understand why he's digging it. Voho de loy shori hoche le rabbi Yehuda ele menusorim amenusorim me'erev yotet. Now, this has got stuck, that means, if we just put a raya from Yontif Sheni, Mefkechel Shavir Rabbonim, you're allowed to do everything in Yontif, Tolsken Chalamoy, so what Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Oysa, Elim Ken Yeshima in the Torah. That means Rabbi Yehuda was not matter to make an Olim, unless he is bored. If he doesn't have bored, he's not allowed to make an Olim. V'hosam Shari Lemegas Leglime, Shema Nesorim Yecholim Limtsoi Min Nesorim Harbe. That means they offer to make Nesorim because this one can find Nesorim. It's not necessary to do it yourself. There's a lot of Nesorim. Anoglime Va'ase Lo Yimtsoi Asuyim. So that they will matter. So the Ether where they offer Nesorim is why should you do a Malacha if you can get if it could avoid doing this malach. Oishema b'nesiris nesorim yeshkel u'pirsim gov. Nothing says maybe another reason. Maybe nesiris nesorim is gorab san andrisir, it's a noisy affair, it's a hafshemilse, so therefore it's also. That's one mahalach in the city. V'yesh meforshin da'in choyfrin mayri afilu la'acha misa. Dumye de mechanchem. It's speaking about Lach HaMisa. The Mashma Lach HaMisa. The Meforish Big Mor, what's the Taish Mechantim? Shimo Yeoruch, Mekatzro. And Mechayim and Regilus L'Shanoisa, if it's speaking about that everyone is alive, so why will you be Mishanit? Ki Eina Yedeya Mi Yosef Boy. He doesn't know he's going to put into it. Then now Lachayra Taisus wants to ding this. V'yesh Lafarish, it's not Mucha. She'oysa L'tzorchoy L'tzorech Acha. Chamay Shapira, she'oysa. So Taisus says, maybe no, maybe Maybe he's like making a letocha. He had ordered a kuch, and then now he comes and he sees it's much too big or much too short. So Mamela, so could be the past. I mean, he knows who's going to, more or less, is going to be it. So Mamela could be the past. Yom Mechanchoi Koidim Shemit. Oh, the Sherina Perakam of the Bey and the Megas like Lima Vahasin. Let's get back to the Kashi. If you say that one is not permitted to be chayfa kuchen apelo l'tzayich mei shekva mei, so why what's the difference between the megas like glimav yas and the darkies the precious shloim te glimav asa osim erav yontem sefaker, because these in yonim one is unable to get erav yontem. Since they were a lot of kvorim mechayim, so therefore they were not matter to be chayfer. Time is not aches comes out with a chiddush. Yachliya is mutter bisman hazel if ishein ois and kuchen the kvorim mechayim. Since bismanenu we do not have ready made kvorim mechayim. So come out that just like the Taisus was Medama Lamaisa Chalamoyti Yontav Sheini, but just like Yontav Sheini, there were matter melochis which are needed, in which out these melochis it is unavailable, Letzayre Chamei, so they're matter in Yontav, so Bismaneinu, the Kvorim are also unavailable, so one will be permitted Bismaneinu to be Chayfa Kvorim, and kuchim if he died in Chalamoy. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ba'oisin nivreches, my nivreches. What does nivreches mean? Amar Rav Yude zu bekiya. Bekiya is a type of a gume, a hole. Zot the Gemara vasanya nivreches vahabokiya. We learned the two different things. Amar Rabaye, Bitaimer Rav Kahane, Giho Ubar Giho. Let us see Rashi. Giho Ubar Giho, let us see the Bach. Nivreches Brecha Gedoilo. Nivreches is a large pond, let's say, or large Brecha Gedoilo. Sheoisin, what is Rashi? Sheoisin Bechotza. She Yikonsuboy Kola Shoifchem. That the sewage water should go out. Bekiye, what is a bekiye? Bar giyo, brecha ktana, sheoisen somoch legdoilo, they sheichnesu hamayim hayoitzim in agdoilo, kshehimeleya venichnosnum legtana. So let's just explain. He says, this bereise that mentions, anivreches vahabokiya, this Bereise is speaking about not a Nivreches Koifsim. Our Mishnah is speaking about Nivreches Koifsim. Nivreches Koifsim is a small chafire. Like Rashi says, V'les Beitir Hakulehai. That's a Nivreches Koifsim. And this small gume is called a Bekiya. But the Gemara asks, we learn that it says Nivreches and Bekiya. So it seems that a Bekiya is not a Nivreches. So the Gemara answers that is speaking about a Nivreches Asuy L'Shoifchem. And then a Nivreches Asuy L'Shoifchem, they usually make, if there'll be an overflow on this Nivreches, so they make a small gume next to it, which is able to flow into the small gume. So there, you could have a Nivreches and a Bekiya. It was speaking about a Nivreches Kleibsim, which is smaller Chathchila, and that's a Bekiya. Let us see Taisus. Vois nivreches b'moyit, teima, v'may tzorech b'moyit, aloyim mechapsin b'moyit, v'shloima l'tzorech kol oisam shitil chomo l'chabis l'kama peg basa. V'yesh meforshin lilchoyz es hameis v'tachichin, it's lilchoyz et hameis. And so l'chir it comes out, in the lilchoyz et hameis, so we have here two pshotim. We have two pshatim in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is speaking about meisim sheyomusu,
So that is also, but a nivreches, the tzoyrech, the chitzis ha-meisen, and the kvises ha-tachichim, that is mutter, because for them this is a psa-tzorche rabim, which is not a tirche yisayre. Or else it's speaking about, Taisvis form. The second shot in Taisvis, speaking about that there was a meis already, and chfira is also, because yim tzu harbe, so that's why it's also to make chfira. Seems these nivreches are not yim tzu harbe. I mean, that we have to be miyash according to both Pshatim and Taisvis. ואורן אם המייס בחוץ, מי נביר השלמי, או ברבי מונה, הודה דאומה במייס שאינם מפורסם. When do you need the mace in the חוץ? The mace was not מפורסם, and people did not know that he died. אבל במייס שאינם מפורסם, אויסן לא יורן אפילו בשוק. כהודה דרב חנינה, חברי דרבונון דומוך, רב חנינה was נפטר, בחיל המועיד, עובדה לא יורן בשוק. ונירס התייסוי says, דלדידון, שיש קהילויס מועטים, that the whole קהילה is בכלל a very small community, חשבינו לו מפורסם לכולו מייסם. So everyone that dies already it's known in the community. So ממילם, so one does not need the mace there because it's מפורסם already that someone died and this is being made לצייר חמי. זאת הגמור הביתה. ואורן עם המייס בחוצר. Kiyabagia, that's we said that. Kiyabagia, Breishik Doilen, Breishik Doilen. Oh, Kiyabagia, Perish Ben Hanano, Mechamtson Vinadia. The Ben Hanano says, he learned Pshat, Kiyabagia, speaking about an Ibreches Koipsim. Speaking that way, Rashi says that it is speaking about, of Shoifchen, no, it's speaking about Ibreches Koipsim, and they used to have two boyrois, when they used to wash clothes. The washing clothes then was a whole procedure. First they used to soak the clothes in a mixture of tzayas klovim, and they used to be, the clothes used to be there for a few days. That prepared the clothes, and that was called machamtson, that was one boyr. And then they took another boyr, and they used to wash the clothes already, who were chemically treated with the first boil, so then they used to go and wash them and be meshafshif and rub them in the second boil. So the first boil was called a machamtson and the second was called vinadya. The perek lo yachper. So that's chad gia or bar gia. That there's two, there were two boires that were used for kibbutz. So Taisus says, v'lesa. That's not pshat. Why? The Hosam Tnan, we learned in La Yachper, Machikenes Nivreches Loishe Tvachim, that a Nivreches, when you dig a Nivreches, it has to be 3 Tvachim away from a Kaisel, that it shouldn't damage the Kaisel. The Kamrinim Bigmore, Loishonu Elomin Achamtsin. The Nivreches Kaisel, which is the Chamtsin, so there it is sufficient if there is a barrier of 3 Tvachim. Avo min hanadyan arba amis, but the Nivreches Koivsim, which was used, the Nadyan would used to be Meshavshev, the Begodim, so that you need a 4 amid distance, because they need a 4 amid distance, because they used to, the water used to, in the process of Shivshev HaBegodim, the water used to spray all over, so he had to be 4 amis away from the Koivsim. Fine. ובתספטי טוני, מחיקם אסם לברכס וסבקיה שלושת פוחם. ובתספטי says that you have to be מחיקם בקיה שלושת פוחם. So we see from this that a בקיה is a כוכב, not a נדיו. זאת גמר רבייטה. מי, ואורני ממייס בחוצה. תנינו לא דטון הרבונו. Reife des Bereise, Eusen, Tortsoche, Yameis, Geusen, Bloi, Saroi, Machapsen, Loi, Xusoi, Eusen, Loi, Oren, Minnesoren, Amenusorim, Me Erev Yondes. So that is like Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Rabbi Yehuda, so, Mkenyesi, Minnesor. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Oime, Af Mevien, Eitzen,
ומנחם בצינה בסייר בייסר. רבי שמעון גמליאל בזמחה, עצם, מנחם בצינה בסייר בייסר. לחיירה עושים דעתוי שיטס, דתנא קמא ביוסד, you're committed to be מנחם בחצר, עם המייס. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're not permitted to be ben Maser b'chotzer afil im ha-meis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says af mevi'in eitzin menasim b'tzina b'seich b'eisoy. That is a heter of b'seich b'eisoy. Seems b'chotzer, or seems b'chotzer not, no b'seich b'eisoy is muta. But the Tosfos HaRosh brings down that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Tana Kama. So it seems that there's two different dinim meisus. Ima meisus muta b'chotzer, and meisus nate, so b'tzim is muta b'seich b'eisoy. Let us see Rashi, v'orin ima meisus b'chotzer, k'loima, k'shemeisus b'chotzer, mochemilus l'tzerech ha-meisus v'ide, mo'atzlameh v'orin ima b'eisoy chotzer. Nasrim ha-menusorim, yeshim ha-menusorim m'sukonim, y'arav ha-moyit, t'erich godol, la'asoyisram b'moyit, Rashi says, de'isar, Avasiyas Nesorim is al Steyrach. That's what Rashi says. That's the Svara of Al Kaponim Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Taisvitz. Monasran Betzine Vosso Bepahesia. Bepahesia is also. Mechir Taisvitz would seem not like the Raivit. I mean, the Chotzel V'yosel. ויש לי תאים טעם ולא דומי להי בכל שעושו חכומי משמר את העין אפילו בחדרי חדור מזוסו ודומי תווי להי בפרק אפל פי צינר שאולו בוי קסקס. Now let's try a little to explain Taisvitz. Taisvitz is asking a question that בפרהסיה is also to be מנסה. No, but seen as mutter. So Taisi has a kasha, the Gemara says, Kol shosu chomim shemar asayim, etilu b'chadr chedorim etosu. And that is speaking about, for example, one is not permitted to hang up wet clothing in Shabbos, because people will be choshet him, how did he get wet? Be choshet him, he washed the clothing, now he's drying the clothing he washed. Etilu b'chadr chedorim etosu. That means even no one will see what he's doing. So tell us, since it's an Issa Maris Hayim, so the Yachad is a Fulu Bachad Rechador. So Taisus is asking a Kasha. Here we find that Betzina, one is permitted to be Menasa in the Sorim, and the Peres Yenat. So Taisus says, V'domi Tvei Lida Perikapo Pi Tzina Sholo Bai Kaskas. Tzina Sholo Bai Kaskas is speaking about as follows, that there was, someone had stuffed gutters, and the gutters were stuffed, so when it rained, it was, the water did not go in the gutters, it overflowed and went on the roof, and it started dripping into the house. It was a hefset. So one was permitted to step on the stuffings that were stuffing the gutters, that means to step on it and to press it down, and that made that the water could flow through the gutters. This was the Pesatikin Kalachayad, and this was mutter. So Taisvitz says in Ksubis, Taisvitz says as follows. That the emesin, that what Chazal, Taisvitz says like this, the whole issa of Chadre Chadorim is when there's a chash of Maris Ayin and people think he did a malocha d'iraisa. That means he's hanging up wet clothing. So people think, how did he get wet? Because he washed his clothing. So the Mela, the people are choshed him that he did a malocha d'ayis, so that what they asked that Fugu b'chad rechadon. Now, in this Indian of Tzina Shola by Kaskasin, there was no, he's not doing a malocha d'ayis, he's doing a he's doing a malocha d'abon a'ideshino. So there, Batsim, this is not marasayin. Someone will look what he's doing. He's not doing a malocha d'raisa. There's no marasayin over there. But it seems Chazal held this is a psazuzul and Shabbos to do it. The farhesia, whatever you're doing, this is the rabbona, which they were matel, the tzairich hefse, they were matel, but it's a zuzul to do it parab. So if you do it betzine, so then it's permissible. So l'cheira Taisus means, so here it's also the same thing. Why did they ask on the Sorum? So Taisus says, it's Yeshkel or Pilsen Godel, or that's why they asked to make the Sorum. So Memele, if you take away the Sibbe, if you make it Betzinit, there's no Issa, there's no Melocha over here. So Memele, so that's what Taisa says, she could be Medamed, Tine Shalubai Kaskas.